The barrier between barbarism and civilization is gossamer thin, a layer of taboos that separates mankind from its base nature. An impulse to ascend is most often pushed into the armory of dissent. Nowhere was this more apparent than the recent Grammy Awards for Musical Excellence. Here were the half-literate providing referential status to the half-talented. Most of what I heard is dissonance. It was as if music is faintly related to the sounds emerging from electrified instruments. The sounds were a death rattle offered as a brutal message for the collective consciousness of the nation. Popular culture presages civilization. Instead of uplifting, art is now an expression of intellectual impoverishment. There was a time not so long ago when Americans experienced a culture of achievement, even in the popular arts. This was the period of cultural triumphalism. God was in his heaven, parents were obeyed, teachers were respected, and law ruled the nation. This was an era before necrophilia intoxicated Hollywood. The Walking Dead had not yet captivated movie lots. At the moment, Invasion of the Body Snatchers has absconded with common sense and mindful opinion. Movie makers appear to be in a trance over bloodshot eyes and walking awkwardly into darkness, and this is called entertainment. It would appear that the United States has embraced an effete European model of development, just as the Grim Reaper has forced cross-Atlantic colleagues into the bowels of total despair. Debt is driving the mad dash to oblivion, and every so-called mature economy living beyond its means. One might well ask, what are the conditions that have sapped civilizational vitality? Clearly, profligacy is one explanation. Arguably, the most significant factor, the loss of confidence. One dimension of this condition, risk aversion, is the national disease, as the country of adventurers has become the land of insurance brokers. Snapping at the heels of the nation's strength are the critics, professional snipers who are engaged in a permanent war against everything for which America stands. Moreover, these critics are rewarded beyond any reasonable level for their damage. It is as if they are the house wreckers who get paid for tearing down edifices still solid and habitable. The once clearly defined moral boundaries have been erased. Only decades ago, 94% of Americans said they believed in God. Today, that number is 72%, and the trend line is obvious. As God goes, so do standards of propriety and ethical adherence. Materialism is what counts. I want mine, and I want it now, has become the calling card for a generation that believes it is entitled to wealth. For many Americans, change is confused with progress. The fact that there is legislative activity falls into the parlance of improvement, read progress. Of course, not all change is desirable, and change for itself is often a mixed bag. We are in a period of upheaval in which the culture of ordered liberty is a casualty of social justice. That is to say, remedying inequality with arbitrary laws, bureaucracy, tribunals, and government diktat. To rid oneself of the past that places constraints on change, culture itself must be destroyed as the existential moment is celebrated. The question, why is there something rather than nothing, is answered by the belief that nothing is a tabula rasa on which anything can be inscribed. Alas, the anything is often the equivalent of nothing. Ultimately, barbarism is never defeated. It can only be put to bed. As Evelyn Waugh noted, once the prisons of the mind have been opened, the orgy is on. Where are the men with chests, the heroes of cultural inheritance? Are they too asleep, lost in the stupor of despair?